الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال تعالى فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة رواه البخاري وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected elders, brothers, ulama kiram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in numerous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ponder over the creation of the skies, the earth, and all that which the skies and the earth contain, all that which is above the surface of the earth, beneath the surface of the earth, that which the skies contain, that which we know of, there are many things which we are unaware of. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes to the extent of admonishing us that I have encouraged you to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the skies, the earth, everything around you. But have you begun pondering over your own creation? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ That have you begun for a start? Have you pondered over your own creation? Have you pondered over your own body, over your own existence? If a person has to look at every limb of his body, every organ of his body, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah explains in his magnum opus, Ma'riful Quran, that if a person has to ponder over his body, he will come to the realization that just as the earth, the world has many different things which are always happening, it's always evolving, there are different systems Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is put into place. Likewise, if we have to ponder in our own body, there are so many different systems, progressions which are happening. There are always changes happening. There are always things changing. A person will come to the realization that in his own body there is sufficient, and in his own, to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will realize this, the similitude between his body and the entire earth, the entire world which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, be it the hair on our skin, be it our skin, every single organ. If a person has to do some research, he has to sit and ponder, then you will come to the realization and you will understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given our bodies, our existence, different types of strengths, different abilities. One is the external strength, the external ability which a person has. A person can use his hands, he can use his feet, he can see, he can carry things, he can carry out different responsibilities. And then there are forces and abilities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us, which a person cannot see, but which are extremely strong as well. One of these is the strength, the quality of muhabbat, of love. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed deep in our hearts. But the strength of this is such that it overpowers the strength of one's abilities. The ability of the strength of love is more than the ability of one's external limbs. At times something might seem impossible, but because of the love a person has for a certain action, for a certain person, because of this love drives him to do that which a few moments ago seemed to be impossible, be it something good, be it something evil. At times the entire community, the entire nation can inform a person, his family, prominent people, ulama, that what you are doing is not permissible, what you are doing is wrong, it will result in your destruction. You will lose your deen, dunya, qabr and akhirah. But what this person will say, that you do not see with my eyes, you cannot see what I am seeing. You do not get this enjoyment that I get from this love which I have for this illicit, for this haram action, this haram person. So this force of love makes the impossible possible. And many this force of love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's one of the greatest qualities and forces which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created internally in every person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us how we should channel this love, that the love is there, whether we like it or not, the love is existent. And a person generally channels it in incorrect means, incorrect avenues. At times in avenues which are permissible, the things of this world. But a person loves it to such an extent that it becomes impermissible. It distracts him from fulfilling his purpose of his creation. This Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the important dua, the dua of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. كان من دعاء داود يقول اللهم إني أسألك حبك. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informing us this dua of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. And in every dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is great lessons and teachings for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's duas were not just words. But if we have to ponder over a single dua, a single hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the number of lessons which we can take from this hadith, no limits. اللهم إني أسألك حبك. والله, we ask you for your love. وحب من يحبك. And we ask you for the love of those who love you. والعمل الذي يبلغني حبك. And Allah, grant us the ability to do those actions, to carry out those things which will earn your love. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي من نفسي. والله, make your love more beloved to me than my own existence, my own body, my own self. If a person has to understand, he has to look around him, then every person loves, whatever he does day and night is for his own comfort, the comfort of his family, for his own existence, for his health, for his well-being. Whatever luxuries a person has are for his own existence, for his family. And if you have to look at the mujahideen, be it at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, be it in various countries up till our day, if we pass speak to those people who had visited them, that the love they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much greater than the love we have for our own bodies. They yearn to give their life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If death has to come to one of us, then we have this, we have these things to sort out, we have these responses we need to do. But they are ever ready to give ta'ala. Why? Because the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater than the love which we have for our own bodies, for our own existence. وَأَهْلِي, and make your love greater to me. You become more beloved to me than my own family. I will sacrifice my family. وَمِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ, I will sacrifice my existence, my property, my belongings to fulfill and to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to fulfill the commands of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching is that our heart should be full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of everything else comes after the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in turn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us that if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, every person who recites the kalima claims to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, you claim to love me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. So Allah instructed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inform your ummah that if they love me, then the dictates of this love will be that they will follow you. Every action of your life, they will follow every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. And what will be the result of following the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yuhbibkumullah. This will result in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loving you. When a person loves someone in this world, what will he not do for his beloved? He will not cause any harm to his beloved, any pain to his beloved. He will do whatever his beloved requires of him. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has no limits to his treasures, there are no boundaries to the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has full control over everything. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then what care won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take of such a person? Yuhbibkumullah, by following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing the entire sunnah, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alive in your life, making your life a carbon copy of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And whatever sins you might have committed in the past, whatever slip-ups you make, you might slip up, make some mistake, make some error, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will take care of it, I will forgive it, I will overlook it. Why? Because you love my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that you follow his sunnah. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah says, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a perfect role model. A role model is one who is made to be emulated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam live such a life that every one of us should endeavor to follow, to live the same life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But who will do so? لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Only that person will follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who yearns and desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being in the remembrance of Allah doesn't mean that he sits the whole day in a masjid with a tasbih in his hand and he's engaged in dhikr. But whatever he might be engaged in, he might be sitting with his friends, with his family. He might be engaged in earning his life business, whatever his occupation might be. But his thought is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever he does is to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He carries out every command of Allah. He doesn't go against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this person is included among those who dhakar Allah kathira, who are abundant in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They engage in abundant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these few minutes we have, we will discuss one great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is such a sunnah which a person doesn't need to take out any time of his day. He doesn't need to make any changes to his lifestyle, to his daily routine. He doesn't need to bring anything into his life, give up anything from his life. But this is such a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it brings goodness, barakah, blessings to every aspect of a person's life in this world. A person who brings the sunnah into his lifestyle, Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every difficulty will come out of his life. Allah will make a way out of him from every difficulty. And we had discussed that when a person loves someone, if he has so unintentionally hurt his beloved, then immediately he will apologize. And we have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time we wake up till the time we go to sleep, how much don't we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala don't we break? How many times we hear the muadhin, qad qamati salah, come to salah, come to success. But there are other things which occupy us, which are more important in our eyes. How many times we look at haram, think of haram, we speak in a way which is inappropriate, we do things which are inappropriate. How many different actions don't we do? Every person knows his own life, knows what he is involved in, what he is engaged in. But how often do we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar, in repentance? When we love a person, if we have to hurt that beloved by mistake, immediately a person will apologize. We claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when last have we taken out a few minutes to apologize to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to acknowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what I had done, I had committed so many mistakes in my life. I desire your forgiveness, I desire your love. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions the hadith which was mentioned in the beginning. وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةٍ. That Nabi who was ma'asum, divinely protected from every type of sin, his life was divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every action was an inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Even the words which he uttered on his tongue, lips, Allah says, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. It was not out of his own desire that I want to say this, I want to give this advice. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever he said was divinely inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was a divine revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't make istighfar himself in the confines of his house, in the masjid, in secret. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Wallahi, he had taken an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes an oath, he's trying to gain one's attention that what I am going to mention is something very important. Do not be neglectful of this. Pay attention to what I am mentioning. And if taking an oath wasn't enough emphasis, again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes, Inni, verily. Again, this Inni is used in Arabic to emphasize something. So emphasis upon emphasis. But even this emphasis upon emphasis was not sufficient. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again put even more emphasis on his advice, which is soon to come. La astaghfirullah. This lam which is added to the beginning of the sentence is again to add more emphasis that what I am saying is very important. La astaghfirullah. I engage in tawbah and istighfar fil yawmi akthara min sab'een marra. More than 70 times a day I turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. That Nabi who was sinless, yet he engaged in so much in abundant istighfar. So when a person acknowledges his sin, he recognizes that what I had done is against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I broke so many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understands that he is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every second of his existence, every action of his is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognizes the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar, is a manifestation of all these qualities. The person is not only seeking forgiveness for what he had done, but he is confirming, he is acknowledging, confessing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I had sinned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when a person turns to him in forgiveness. He is informing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am dependent on you. I have to turn to you in forgiveness. And he is informing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I understand your greatness, I understand your majesty. I am forced to turn to you in to seek your forgiveness, to seek your pleasure. And when a person turns in istighfar, he is also informing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an expression of his recognition of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is tawwab, Allah is ghaffar, Allah is rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive his sins. It is as though this is a love language between the servant and his Rabb, between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his servant. That, oh Allah, I have made a mistake, but ya Allah, I recognize who you are. I recognize your qualities. I recognize how dependent I am on you. And yet, I turn to you in forgiveness. Tawbah and istighfar is not something which we wait for some occasion. It's 15th of Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah. Now I will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will wait for the month of Ramadan. I will wait for someone to pass away. I will wait till I achieve a certain age. When I reach this age, then I will start worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I will make tawbah for whatever I had done in the past. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah is ready to accept the forgiveness, the repentance of a person, for as long as the angel of death hasn't come to him. Once the angel of death comes to him, the pangs of death overcome him. Then Allah, the doors of tawbah close for a person. In one narration, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu went out from Medina Munawwara. They were experiencing a drought. Umar radiallahu anhu went out and he came back again. He returned to Medina Munawwara. He had went out to perform Salatul Istisqa, to seek rain from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people inquired of him that you had went out to perform Salah, that Salah which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prescribed to seek rain, but you had not performed any Salah, you came back, and no sooner had you returned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the rains to begin falling on our town. So Umar radiallahu anhu replied, لَقَدْ طَلَبْتُ الْمَطَرَ بِمَجَادِيحِ السَّمَاءِ الَّتِي يُسْتَنْزَلُ بِهَا الْمَطَرِ. That I sought rain from that action which causes the rain to descend. So they asked him that, what is this? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Not only will Allah forgive your sins, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. But by turning to Allah in tawbah and istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause rain to rain down, cause water and rain to rain down upon your city. On one occasion, someone came to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah, and he complained about drought. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah advised him, the great tabi'i, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, engage in abundant tawbah and istighfar. He was sitting with his students around him. After a short while, someone else came, and this person complained of poverty. His risk is strained. He doesn't have sufficient money for his needs. Hassan Basri rahimahullah advised him, engage in tawbah and istighfar abundantly. This person departed. He's still sitting with his students. A short while later, a third person came, and this person requested that, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I desire to have a child. So request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are a pious person. Hassan Basri rahimahullah advised him to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundant tawbah and istighfar. A short while later, yet another person came, and he complained that, my land is very dry, crops, I cannot grow any crops. He advised this person as well, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundant tawbah and istighfar. After this person departed, then his students inquired of him, that so many people came with four different requests, but you gave every single one of them the same advice. How can tawbah and istighfar sort out all of their problems? Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah recited the same ayah which Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu recited, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. They turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause rain to fall down upon you. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِي وَبَنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you with wealth. Allah will grant you children. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتِي وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause rivers to flow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you lush gardens. Whatever ni'mat a person desires from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the narration of Tirmidhi, man lazim al istighfar, that person who holds firmly to tawbah and istighfar, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja, whatever difficulty he might be going through, and who doesn't have difficulty and challenges, some hardship in their life, Allah subhanahu wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ja'ala Allahu lahu min kulli dhiqin makhraja, wa min kulli hammin faraja, whatever might be worrying him, concerning him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free him of this. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, and who doesn't have concern for his rizq, Allah will provide him rizq from such places where he least expected. Hazrat Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, one occasion he had mentioned, al-ma'asi silsilatun fi unuq al-'asi, that when a person commits a sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then these sins are chained around the neck of the sinner. لا يفكه منها إلا الاستغفار والتوبة, and nothing removes these chains which are around the neck of a sinner besides turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. We often hear of taqwa. Ramadan comes for taqwa. A person, his entire life, he strives to gain taqwa. And the first step towards gaining taqwa, towards gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to engage in tawbah and istighfar. One is a verbal istighfar. A person mentions, astaghfirullah, Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Various du'as of istighfar have been mentioned in a hadith. And the other is that regret and nadamat which a person has in his heart. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned, an-nadmu tawbah, that feeling of regret, that sadness which overcomes a person after he commits a sin, this sense of sadness overcomes him, this grief overcomes him, that how could I have went against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says this is the reality of tawbah, but this also requires a person to constantly engage in tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that tawbah is not only for the sinful ones, but even those who are pious, they also engage in tawbah and istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُوا مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, that when you perform hajj, immediately after hajj, although all your sins are forgiven, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person who performed hajj is like a newborn, no sins, his slate of deeds, of evil actions are clean. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, immediately after leaving Arafat, engage in excessive tawbah and istighfar. After every salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in tawbah and istighfar. And Allah mentions numerous qualities of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions the various bounties which they will enjoy in Jannah. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Allah mentions very joy. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. These are such pious servants of Allah that they spend the entire night or majority of the night engaged in ibadat, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah says one salient quality of theirs, وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. After spending the night in tawbah and istighfar, yet at the time of sahri, before finishing, at the end of the ibadat, with engaging in tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbah and istighfar, that ya Allah, we cannot worship you as you ought to be worshipped. Even in our worship, there is such deficiencies and such weaknesses. And so they also turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu narrated that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua, رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي, that oh Allah, many people have been misguided, but those who have followed me, فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي, then they are from my people. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam made the dua, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ, that oh Allah, if you have to punish my community, my ummah, then they are your servants, it is your right to punish them, they have sinned. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his hands in dua, and he began crying profusely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, he had come down, O Rasul of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inquires, Allah knows best, but yet he is inquiring, that what causes you to weep to such an extent? So Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah knows most well, but yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am worried regarding my ummah, that what will happen to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again sends Jibreel alayhi salam, قلت او نبي فالله انا سنرديك في امتك ولا نسوك. او نبي فالله, او نبي فالله, we will please you regarding your ummah. Every single one of them will ultimately enter Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so concerned regarding the weeping of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this delicate heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to some riwayat, on a daily basis, according to some riwayat, twice a week, a person's actions are presented before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what difficulty must be coming to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How difficult and how hard it must be for him to hear that so and so ummati of mine is engaged in such and such actions. He had woken up on this day, this is what he engaged in. The next day, this is what he engages in. The sensitive, delicate heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do we think twice before committing a sin? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so concerned regarding the crying, the weeping of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not for himself, but for you and I. That Nabi of Allah who engaged in tawbah and istighfar the entire day. In one narration, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited 100 times, Allahumma inni astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wallah, I'm turning to you in tawbah and istighfar. 100 times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with his sahaba and he would recite only in that gathering 100 times. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says a person should constantly recite tawbah and istighfar. So how much istighfar would Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been reciting every day? It is reported from various sahaba radiallahu anhum. How many thousands of times a day they would recite istighfar, tawbah and istighfar. And this is not something which requires some time. A person takes out some time from his day. But rather a person, no matter what he is engaged in, he can engage in tawbah and istighfar. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahimahullah advised that a person, أَكْثِرُوا مِنَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. When you are in your houses, engage in istighfar. وَفِي طُرُوكِكُمْ. When you are traveling, you are on the road, on the pathway, then also engage in istighfar. وَعَلَى مَوَائِدِكُمْ. You are sitting down on the dasturkhan, you are eating, then also engage in tawbah and istighfar. وَفِي أَسْوَاقِكُمْ. You are in your marketplace, in your profession, whatever you might be busy in. Then also engage and keep your tongue moist in tawbah and istighfar. وَفِي مَجَالِسِكُمْ. You are sitting with your friends, your family, your acquaintances. Then also engage in tawbah and istighfar. أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and istighfar. And this is something which we require. But as we had mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned so many different virtues, so many different ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we will attract upon ourselves. If we engage in such an action which we require, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need it from us. But the result of this will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showering His numerous ni'mat and bounties upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the peace. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, shahadu an la ilaha illallah.